When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Accolades Conversations, in which I talk to some of my favorite artists about who or what they would recommend me checking out. In episode 20, I'm talking to guitarist and songwriter Geoff Farina. He has spent the last 3 decades performing original music in the US, Europe, and Japan, and recording as a solo artist and with his bands Exit Verse, Glory Tellers, and Karate. Geoff's work with the seminal 90s indie band Karate includes 7 albums and the additional recordings that are being reissued by Numero.
I spoke to Geoff about the Slate Political Gabfest,
voted favorite political podcast by Apple Podcast listeners. Stephen Colbert says everybody should listen to the Slate Political Gabfest. The Gabfest is hosted by Emily Bazelon, John Dickerson, and David Plotz. Listen for the debates, stay for the cocktail chatter. This is what Geoff had to add.
I guess I just purposely wasn't thinking about music or chose somebody who was important in my world, I guess, and still is. So this guy, I guarantee nobody will know who he is who looks at, you know, rock magazine or something. He's a writer and an entrepreneur, and he is a commentator who does a podcast with 2 other pretty important. One is, her name's Emily Bazelon, and she's a law professor at Yale and writes for New York Times Magazine.
2.2 million people in prison and jail right now than any other comparable country, and our rates are just off the charts.
And then John Dickerson, who is a journalist who interviews a lot of political figures here in America.
Meanwhile, the president-elect was doing the things you would expect an incoming president to do, which was itself notable because for the last 4 years, the president has delighted and been rewarded by his base for doing nothing that was expected.
And they have this podcast, it's called the Slate Political Gabfest, that I listen to religiously every week and have been for many years.
In the comparison, he said, well, if you discount the deaths in blue states, we're doing pretty well, when he was talking about COVID. I mean, he really thinks about every issue in this way, in a way that's so poisonous for the country.
It's difficult to find people who talk about politics in an objective way now here in America. I've always been followed politics, but I would say the past 10 years or something, I've really, I mean, for obvious reasons, become very interested in politics. The three of them actually are really the most sober voices. You know, you get through a week watching the news and I feel very confused at the end of the week. And then when I listen to them talk about it, they're able, you know, in 15 minutes to articulate something in a way that makes it all make sense. They're just incredibly smart, and they have different strengths and weaknesses, and they really play off each other. He's a little bit of a conservative, David Plotz, and it's hard to understand where he is on the left to right political spectrum, because he deals with every issue by thinking about the facts around that issue. So, you know, instead of having a set of conservative issues, he's got a set of issues that he's thought out himself. And, you know, I don't always agree with him, but it's very, very rare to find somebody who is unconnected to like a media outlet. Everybody who talks about liberal politics here in America, just like everybody who talks about conservative politics, they're all part of a camp. They're all part mm-hmm. of, you know, liberals, just like conservatives, they have to say 10 things, you know, in a day that are all these sort of litmus tests of liberalism. And David Plotz is really completely a free thinker in that sense.
Thanks, Geoff, for this conversation. Check out Karate's albums on Numero Group. And next week, I'm going to be talking to Jeffrey Lewis about Diane Clock. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.